Kendrick Lamar's new record drew this reaction from NPR music reporter Sydney Madden. She tweeted, quote, "How is it possible for one album to make you feel like you're in a sound bath and on a minefield all at once?" The album is called Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers. The Pulitzer Prize-winning rapper found a minefield with the song Anti-Diaries.
Monty is a man now. I think I'm old enough to understand now. Drinking Parmesan with her hat turned backwards. Motorola Pager off-white guest jacket.
Raquel Willis joins us now to talk about this track in particular. She's an author, activist, and former executive editor of Out Magazine. Raquel, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me, Rachel.
So I'm going to have you do the big work and explain what this song, Anti-Diaries, is about.
Yeah, so Anti-Diaries is really about Kendrick's relationship with not actually his auntie, but really his uncle and another family member and their experiences with gender transition. And so really, he's kind of reckoning with both homophobia and transphobia, particularly within the Black community and with religion, too.
So you sort of nodded to part of your critique of it in your answer there. But explain your reaction to this song. You've got issues with it.
I do have issues with it. Within the song, there is the overuse of the F slur. Mm-hmm. He also misgenders, using the wrong gender for his family members, as well as dead names, both of them, which is using names that they don't go by anymore. Mm-hmm. And so that felt jarring. And I think maybe for a lot of other trans people, it felt that way because these are actual real experiences we've had with family members who refuse to respect us and our identities or have taken a long time to kind of evolve.
Mm-hmm. Some trans advocates have praised this song and said it is a true, authentic reflection of his own journey. What do you say about that?
I think many things can be true at the same time. Mm. In my opinion, it's been the cisgender people in my life who were so moved by this work that they wanted to talk to me about it. Other queer and trans people that I know were not moved by it. I would be more impressed for him to talk about the epidemic of violence in which it's largely Black cisgender men killing Black and brown trans women, or talking about the numerous bills to restrict our rights. We've got to get beyond this getting the names right, getting the pronouns right conversation.
He gave me some cash, then gave me some game. Sherry freshened on the dash, I never complained. She even cut my hair at the pad, was loving my fate. The first person I seen write a rap, that's when my life had changed.
Is there anyone out there doing what Kendrick Lamar tried to do with this song, but better?
Interesting question. On the level that Kendrick is, probably not, but I do think it's important for us to discuss that there are LGBTQ rappers and musicians out there who often don't get the shine because of numerous systemic barriers.
What you steering for? What you steering for? High fashion, I'ma give you more.
I'm from Atlanta, so I know folks like Taylor Alexander, Shea Coulee of RuPaul's Drag Race fame. So there are many.
Raquel Willis, author and activist, thank you so much for talking with us.
Of course, thank you.
I can see in your eyes that you're mad at me because I'm sick and I'm fierce and cocky.